The Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Prison Service, DSP Vitalis Aye, has appealed to the public to turn their attention to the prisons as Christmas approaches. DSP Aye said much as the prison authorities wish to fate inmates during the festive season, the service is constrained. DSP Aye advised relatives and friends of inmates to take advantage of the occasion to put a smile on the faces of their loved ones. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwati.
Christmas is a season most people cherish and celebrate, both Christians and non-Christians. In the same vein, the prisoners equally cherish and want to celebrate Christmas. Unfortunately, they are locked up. They are denied many things. Their freedom is denied. Their liberties are denied them. But people, organizations, and the prison service itself usually will have something small for prisoners. Maybe have a special meal for them. Sometimes it's depending on the station you find yourself in. The officer in charge can decide that, okay, let's use this platform, this occasion, to do some cleanups. And at the end of the day, gifts or awards are given to the best cell, the best behaved prisoner, and all of that stuff. But people are encouraged. The public is encouraged, especially religious organizations. Come and fed prisoners. Come, worship with them. Let them remember, reminiscence when they were out, how Christmas used to look like.
So are you trying to say that before they can be feted, the prisoners can have a feel of Christmas depends on the benevolence of the officer in charge at a particular prison?
Don't forget the prisoners' feeding rate is just once in 80 pesos. And you can't use that to do Christmas for anybody. So the officer in charge will have to sometimes go out of his way, depending on what happens. I remember somewhere in Tamale, people donating. Somebody can donate a cow. A church can come and decide that we are going to take care of their lunch for today. That is accepted. Our doors are open. We only advise you as to things that are not supposed to come to prison shouldn't come. But coming to preach the word of God, and this time there's no discrimination in there. Once you bring anything for everybody in prison. So officer in charges, try as much as possible to get something done, apart from the normal meal that will be given to them.
DSP, you've just hinted us, and we already know anyway, that the feeding for the prisoners is once in the 80 pesos, which means that the breakdown will mean breakfast 60 pesos, lunch 60 pesos, supper 60 pesos, and it is not enough, woefully unacceptable. So what can the prison authorities do themselves? Because you have the land, you have everything to ensure that you do something on your own to assist some of these inmates who are there, at times perhaps for no wrong cause.
The prison authorities have already started doing a lot of things. As I said, our farms, we get produce from our farms. It's just that not on a commercial basis. The farms are not mechanized. So we get something to supplement what the government has given us. That is where the officer in charges can go out of their way and get a supplement for them. We have guiding, and we equally encourage relatives of prisoners to come visit. And when they are coming, don't just come empty handed. You have a brother, you have a sister, an aunt who is in prison. You should have had a bowl at home if you had to be home for Christmas. So bring that bowl along to him.
Before you go, you are not a police officer. Nevertheless, I'm sure you can send this advice to those out there. Christmas is around the corner, and usually criminal activities usually go on top. What advice do you have for miscreants who would want to engage in illegal activity that could send them to prison, because you handled them when they come in?
I'll just say that the law is not a respecter of person. And when the military is at the corner, I'll entreat all Ghanaians to be law-abiding. Let's celebrate the Christmas in a way that will not infract the laws. That will make us end up in prison. Because when you commit yourself and you're brought to prison, we'll receive you. As we are saying, we need to reform the prison. So don't come and add to the burdens we have already. We're already overcrowded. If you come, there isn't much space for you. So I'll plead and beg with my brothers out there that as they enjoy, as they party, they should be cautious, they should be careful not to overstep their bounds. That will land them somewhere else.